Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe it's right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice hashtag TBV podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about Joseph Parker, Anthony Joshua, and the Boxing Voice attempting to do another sort of documentary. And head over to the training camp of Joseph Parker. So if this is something that you're interested in, something that you want to, you know, bounce back and forth with me and my two co-hosts, well, then stick around. The number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. We're looking for our most loyal listeners to partake in either the Super Chat, PayPal donations, or sign up to Patreon. We're trying to meet a certain goal before the show ends. In order to solidify this camp life with Joseph Parker, we've gotten the invitation from Joseph and his trainer, and it's a matter of being able to get there by Friday, which sucks because me and Enrique are here on the East Coast. But we'll give you more details. Again, if this is something you're interested in, if you care, stick around. We're going to go to the Golden State.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that.
Conor
McGregor.
Boxingwiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knock out now. The main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
Boxingwiz.com.
Hipsters here, haters beware. And I know even TBV has some haters, but there's one thing you cannot hate. That is the quality of camp life that we have produced thus far, whether it be Keith Thurman, Earl Spence, Deontay Wilder, which obviously we just released a full-length documentary that you can check out. You know, obviously, we have a huge, mega unification heavyweight fight on our hands in a couple weeks after we had another big heavyweight fight this last week. We want to be part of the camp life again. We want to bring another edition of camp life to you as well. And I think Joseph Parker, being the underdog he is a story. It's a story that I think TBV can bring to you guys, the fans, a story that I don't think any other boxing YouTuber can bring. So if you want to do that, again, like I said, PayPal, Super Chat, or patreon.com/theboxingvoice if you want to get us there. And again, we aren't stopping the show till we meet that goal. So we're going to be here talking about boxing as long as it takes till we meet that goal. So it should be fun. It should be lit. Can't wait to chop it up with you guys and the callers.
I don't know about that as long as it takes shit. Enrique going to be out.
Yeah, I just want to say I said fuck you.
Stay focused. Stay working my dad.
I said fuck you.
I'm
saying,
right, boxing voice. So if you come to fight, then I'm going to have to look for you, man.
I said fuck you.
Yes, indeed. What's up, people? What's up, TBV family? Come on, call up the show, spit your game, talk your shit. Joseph Parker, I'm trying to meet the dude. I never saw him fight, but it'd be my pleasure, my honor to meet another heavyweight in less than 4 weeks and, you know, put him in front of the Enrique Church lens. You know, of course, highlight him, profile him, meet and greet in front of the casual lens. And bring it to you guys, and hopefully, you know, it be an epic, epic documentary camp life. Once again, you are live on the Boxing Voice. Nesta Gibbs is the principal. Matt Hunter is the professor. Enrique Church, the student of the game. Let's go.
Yo, Enrique, you know, I've read some reviews today. I should read them out loud. I'm going to pull them up a little bit later.
You know what else we should do at the same time? There's 10 thumbs there. I'm going to hit it right now so that you guys see it live. Go to 11. I think Matt should hit it if he
already
hasn't.
I already did.
So who hit the 12th one? Somebody be number 14 and 15.
And keep it going.
going and going. But what's up? What's the review?
All right. So, I got to pull that up.
Yeah, why are you pulling that up? Some specifics on how to donate to the Boxing Boys. Obviously, Super Chat's probably the easiest way to do it if you're listening right now on YouTube. There's a little money sign. You can even do it on mobile now, and you can live donate to the show right now as we speak. And that money will go directly towards travel and lodging for the Camp Life trip, in this Camp Life trip alone. And also PayPal. Ness, what's the PayPal again?
You can actually go to the website, but it is the Boxing Voice at Yahoo.
I have another incentive. I was testing out some shirts today. I printed 3 shirts. They do have the Boxing Fan Apparel script logo on the left chest. One is like a, like a flamingo pink. Another one is a charcoal black, and another one is white, and the logo is black. So everybody who donates $10 or more, you get in to win. I'm just going randomly.
Everybody, right?
They won't all win, but I'll randomly pick, like, eeny, meeny, miny. Yeah, this guy, boom. This guy, boom. That guy, boom. And I'll send a picture of the shirt next, probably put it on the screen. So if you donate $10 or more, you got the chance.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, okay.
Yo, we're trying to make a movie, man. Let's go.
While I'm stuffing my face with this trail mix.
Yeah.
Obviously, today, when this was all just a thought, because this is why we're asking for our listeners' help. Obviously, me and Enrique were just kind of kicking it this morning, seeing who could be the next victim. Victim being who could we put under that Enrique Church lens? By the way, quick answer: what millimeter lens are you looking to put?
Hold on, before we answer that, shout out to Andre Diakonu with the super chat. Thank you, Diakonu, saying, "Come on, come up off that dough, people." So
I'm texting Nesta right now. Two colors. I didn't take a picture of the pink one, just so you can see. It's a left chest, but it's a big, 4x3 inches pause on the shirt.
What? Where's the pause on that?
4x3 inches. I understood the pause.
Ness, I just text you. Maybe you could screen share that.
You can't even tell this is a shirt.
Oh,
it's the logo. I mean, I still had it on the press, man. Come on.
Oh, all right. You want them to see it? Okay, I could do that.
Man. See the logo, Andre Diakonu is up, right? I might just give him one because he broke it with the dub real quick.
Yeah, he always comes through, though. That's why he got the award and everything, like pound for pound supporter.
Yep.
But you never answered the question of...
What lens? Yeah. Well,
What millimeter lens?
Well, I picked up... from Mickey Capellini.
So you got the 100 already?
No, I didn't get the 100, but I think 100 is a good one, from a distance. But right now, offhand, because
got a BH in Vegas.
We need donates and donations and more donations, and I got the 18, the 28, and the 50. So that's what we have right now, and we shot Deontay with all 3.
We're screen sharing your logo right here.
Yeah, it's kind of not set how I want to. Maybe I'll step back behind the scenes and take another full body picture of it. But that's the logo right there.
You want it turned? Here you go. Bam.
Can you rotate it? There you go.
Just did.
And what color shirt? What color?
It's a white. It's on the...
Say he got a flamingo. He cash Weezy.
Oh, white. Out to Anthony Edwards, Queen City Cobra, with another super chat saying, "I would give you guys more, but I just bought another motorcycle to ride." Border Wars training. Love you guys.
Congratulations on that. So we got $24.99 right now. That's the price of one shirt. Sure.
Congrats on the motorcycle. I used to ride bikes. I had a YZF 1000, but I was like, after I got my license, seeing all those videos, people getting all them cherries, I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I had a motorcycle too.
So wait a minute. I thought you was in love with the 100 millimeter, and explain to us
why
you don't need it.
Well, I don't need it because 100 millimeter is from a distance. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like you shoot really close with it. The vantage that we had when we were shooting in Tuscaloosa was that, like, let's say, for example, a billboard. Billboard is probably like 200-300 feet up in the air, or 250 feet, and you know, you get up and close in it. It's a binocular. So yeah, that's why it was useful, because we could be 10, 20 feet away from the fighter and be all up in his grill.
So how's that B-roll footage going to be for the people that donate? Like, are they still going to get good B-roll footage without 100 millimeter?
Yeah, we got to make the what we have with it. You know, we got a 50 mil, we got an 18, and then we got a 28. So, you know, maybe I'll go rent the 100 millimeter. Who knows? Donations are right.
Too bad. You can't use my cheap camera, right? Enrique don't want to use my 138 millimeter.
Well, we'll probably work with it. You know, we got to, right? We on a shoestring budget. So, you know, real directors take whatever's in front of them and make a movie.
Yo, does it feel like a video shoot? Does it feel like a low-budget rapper coming at you like, yo, word is born, Cash.
Exactly.
I'm trying to make this video. My name's Joseph Parker, and I'm trying to make this video.
And I got no bread. but here's the promise. You're going to get exposure.
You're going to get that exposure, Cash Weezy.
You're going to get that exposure. Let's do it. Damn, nobody ain't dropping the dub, another dub. I guess
I know. Where's the love? Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town.
So, yo, tell people who really don't know. I think the people watching right now all know Joseph Parker. But somebody like me, I don't know Joseph Parker. I'm looking at his record.
Well, he's from New Zealand. For
New
what?
Zealand, 18-0. I mean, 18 KOs, 24 wins. But yeah. Who has he hurt lately?
Hurt? Nobody. Fought Huey Fury, Andy Ruiz Jr.
Carlos Takam.
Carlos Takam, way before AJ. But he went the distance, right? Or he stopped him?
No, they went the distance.
UD, it says here.
Yeah.
Damn. And that's it. So what's the likelihood? He's the biggest. He has the most potential right now in the heavyweight division.
Who does?
Joseph Parker.
Potential for what?
Potential
to come in the next to take decrown AJ.
I mean, because he's the only one that has a fight signed with AJ. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Hold
on. For Enrique to argue Enrique's point and go down that rabbit hole. There was a point that Joseph Parker may be the most competitive fight that AJ will have other than the Klitschko one. Like, I think Joseph Parker is better than everyone else he's faced other than Klitschko. It's a really good fight. It's a very competitive fight, in my opinion. Joseph Parker may not be the heaviest hitter like a Wilder or even an AJ, but he has great fundamentals. He throws at volume for a heavyweight. He keeps coming forward. He has a great chin. I've never really seen him hurt. You know, there are some things there that he could give AJ some trouble. He could even upset AJ potentially. Wilder's in trouble. He could. Not saying
Cash,
he would.
Did you think that far, Cash?
Think what far?
As far as upsetting AJ.
I mean, they chose him. I'm sure they don't want to call him, you know, downplay him, saying, yo, this is the guy that, you know, cherry pick, let's call for AJ. I think, you know, it's got to be competitive, right? He has a record that looks competitive. 18 knockouts, 24 victories.
Lonnie, shout out to the love from Lonnie on the Super Chat saying thanks for all the shows, Ness, and The Voice. Lonnie, man, thank you, man. We're going to use that Super Chat donation to make sure me and Enrique and Matt get over to Las
Vegas
to check out the champion, heavyweight champion of the world, the WBO, Joseph Parker.
You know what? Anybody who donates has a chance to win a t-shirt right now. Whether you donate $1 or $2.
My boy Enrique.
I'm saying it's a raffle. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying every individual person is, but of course, the highest donated will be close to top.
Enrique,
of the
let me pick your brain, because like I said, you know, this morning you brought up Joseph. So what? You know, you don't know much of him. You never watched him fight. So why Joseph? Is it just because he's attached to Anthony?
That and the heavyweight division is brewing, and we just got off of heavyweight camp life, you know. So Joseph Parker could speak a little bit about, you know, the Wilder Ortiz.
That momentum?
That momentum. But also, like, you know, you watch a fight, you're like, woo, you know, the underdog did well. I'm sure he knows he's the underdog, and he wants to upset, you know?
So also, I mean, to also to add to what Enrique's saying, the heavyweight division's hot right now. It is. The heavyweight division hasn't been this hot since the Tyson era. And Joseph Parker's a part of this story. Whether you really think about it, and
Omar boxing $20.
Ooh, that's what we're talking about. Omar. That's what we talking about. I wonder if Omar is from Cleveland. From Ohio, I think. I wonder.
Love the last Camp Life episode very much, guys. Keep up the great work. Well, thanks for that $20, Omar. It's definitely going towards Vegas Friday. We're still trying to raise the fund. You are in the raffle for a Boxing Fan Apparel t-shirt.
Yo, matter of fact, since Cash saying that, I got some. I'm going to give away. Anybody donates right now, 60 or better, I'm going to give you the WBC 50th anniversary shirt, the WBC face towel, and the WBC brooch. I'm probably saying that wrong.
Yeah, it's right, brooch.
There you go. And it's gold-plated. I don't know if it's real gold, but it's gold-plated. So for those that probably didn't hear that, I'm going to repeat it backwards. You'll receive the WBC gold-plated brooch. You'll receive the WBC embroidery hand towel, okay? This is embroidery. This is not no shit that's going to wash off in the wash. And then you're going to get the 50th or 55th, I don't know, whatever anniversary they're on. You're going to get the black one like Deontay has with the and Thurman with the big WBC in the front. That's what you get. First 60 or better. Because we're trying to get to this goal, all right?
$60 or better. And any amount of money. Too. Any amount of money. $1, $2, $10,
ooh,
$15, $20, $30. You still up. I got three shirts, Box Fan Apparel shirts that I will give in a raffle to those donators.
Now, remember, you must get in touch with us to give us your address.
Yes.
Because, you know, we can't be responsible.
And another thing, this live chat, right? Oh, no, you can't add on to the chat. Can you donate after on a replay of the chat on YouTube?
Not on the replay.
No? All right.
Well, shout out to Hope McKenzie. Sent in $5 there.
Very quickly, before we go to anything else, someone in the chat made a very interesting point or question for you, Ness.
Okay.
Linford in the chat saying, how much for a Deontay Wilder autographed glove?
Oh, man, I got a shitload of those. But, I mean, all you got to do is join Patreon. We got a tier on Patreon that allows you to receive 6 gloves a year. And, Linford, if you sign up, I'll make sure you get a Deontay Wilder right now, buddy, because that's what we do. You know, we got Wilders on top of Wilders on top of Wilders on top of Wilders. You know, it's like racks on top of racks when it comes to that glove. He actually just gave us 2. You know, you might want one of those, because those was like freshly signed with the hand that knocked out Ortiz. Just saying. I mean, I got Thurman's. I got Triple Jeezy's, Triple G. You know, I got all type of stuff for the Patreon family, because Patreon family treat us good. Look, even Andre Diakono telling me he got like 3 legitimate gloves from us in the past, because, you know, we want to keep you guys happy. And we just want to do our job. You know, I just want to get out there. You know, I'm excited, too, because if all goes well, if we can make this a quick donation drive and we can solidify the travel plans. I mean, we've been invited to the house. That's new.
To the house.
Yeah. I told you that, right?
Yeah, you did. To the house and then to the gym.
Yeah. So then it's going to be like we'll have that whole first hour and a half just to cut the ice and shit. You know what I mean? Or that's probably not how you say it. Melt the ice. How you say it? Break the ice.
Break the ice.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they know me. They don't know you. See, I was with them on 2 separate occasions. They're pretty cool, both of them.
But they're also very focused right now.
They're also very focused.
They got a task, and that's why they're limiting us.
That's why they are limiting us, and that's why we need your help, because the window is Friday.
And like, the door is open.
And no, the door's closing.
It's closing, but I'm saying it's open right now. We just need that flight and gas money.
Hey, Jack, it's funny that you say I would be putting clenbuterol on AJ's protein shake. I was actually AJ's peoples today trying to get us out there. I don't know. I don't think Enrique, did you see the screenshot of the conversation? Oh no, he's not in the chat. All right.
No, no.
Like, yeah, I, you know.
Oh, I'm excluded from a chat. Oh, okay.
We got totally shut down. You should be lucky. You excluded from that chat.
It's the boy. Eddie Hearn
laughed at me. Eddie Hearn laughed at me when I said, "Could I get some time with AJ?"
Oh yeah, what'd he say? Ha ha ha.
Or LOL.
Basically, he was like,
oh, he put the emoji of the face with the tilted one though, not even the straight one.
Yeah, he put the picture of the emoji, and then he was like, I can't even get you 10 minutes, mate. I said, yo, is this some personal shit? Is this some Deontay Wilder shit? And he's like, nah, he's just busy. I'm like, you stunting right now.
Busy. Damn.
So you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to Joseph Parker's gym.
Yeah. And so now we're going to Joseph, you know? And it's going to be their fault because now TBV will be at Deontay Wilder's gym and Joseph Parker's gym, you know? It's up to Anthony, man. We can't force him to open the door, you know? I even said, I rebranded the Joshua voice. If that's what it's going to take.
Bama Bo.
Shout out to Bama Bo coming through. We trying to go to that Joseph Parker Camp Life. Bama Bo showing no bias, even though he in Alabama, even though he obviously is like Enrique, a
Bomb Squad
fan, you know, is showing some love, man, showing some love. So that is definitely what's up.
That camp life.
Yeah, man. Yo, listen, and Matt said it the best, to be honest with you, Matt. I mean, you know, camp life, it has been some of our
best work.
Best work. You know, it's really being highlighted. I mean, people really love the Earl Spence one. Obviously, Deontay Wilder's last one topped everything, but they all were received well, except for the Jason Sosa, which sucks, you know, and Sosa was... He was getting ready for
the Lomachenko fight, wasn't it?
I know. Was
that the Gamboa fight?
No, definitely not the Gamboa fight. It had to be the Lomachenko fight.
I think it was the Lomachenko.
Or right before Lomachenko. Who did he fight right before Lomachenko?
God, who knows? I can't remember that far.
Because I remember when I went to see him, he said he thought that the Lomachenko fight was his super fight. And that didn't work out. I mean, I guess he got super money, though, because him and another Puerto Rican boxer definitely opened up some stuff in Puerto Rico, like a you know, hookah bar and stuff like that. Just want to once again thank everyone that is either super chatting or sending PayPal donations. Shout out to Hope McKenzie, sent that PayPal donation, and everyone that has super chatted. Once again, these funds are going to ensure that myself and Enrique and Matt can get to the camp of Joseph Parker by Friday morning. What Twitter beef was fake? What's that? I know they ain't talking about that Ishay stuff, right?
Somebody from the West Indies is trying to donate, saying that they can't donate via Super Chat. Donate via PayPal. I believe PayPal is international. PayPal.
We'll put the email address in the chat. And from One Prayed, he says, get into Fury's camp. Actually, we're very close to doing that. I've been talking to both Peter and Tyson. Tyson, ever since he called into the show, we've been texting. Not only me, but Rob as well stays in touch with him. So we are working on it, man. We are working on it. Andre, I don't have a Vimeo, but I'm sure Matt's young ass has a Vimeo. So you guys can send it to Matt. Is all family.
I actually do not have Vimeo.
Whoa.
Yes.
Holidays are over, huh?
Well, I feel like I'm an older. Like I'm like a 50-year-old, 22-year-old. So, you know. I can't use Vimeo. That's for the young kids.
Oh.
Drugs and shit, you know?
I hear you.
Oh, by Molly.
Yeah. Enrique, so you fill in my Joe Button podcast sound bites?
The Jamaican horns. I haven't listened too much to hear.
Oh, what you mean Jamaican horns? Come on, B.
Those are Jamaican horns.
They air horns, man.
No, that's the Jamaican horns. Ask Andre Dr. New.
That right there was the air horn. The one before that, I don't know.
Yo, this is like something dope, epic. Like, soon as we make the go, it's going to be like, hold up.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's like landing a three-point shot. But, yo, so what's up with those reviews, man?
Oh, I never pulled it up.
You know, Ness.
Tyson Fury would be an awesome camp life, actually. I think he got the personality.
Dude, listen, when I was texting with Eddie this morning, I was all in. I was about to spend money that I didn't have. I was about to shout out to A&M because I was about to take out credit cards just to get to the UK to see Joshua. Had he said, yeah, I was going to make it happen. But that ain't what happened.
You were dreaming. You were shooting.
I was wishing on a star. Yeah.
You were like, yo, give me your wish list. I ran out of fighters. I'm like, and if that don't happen, I'm like, Canelo Alvarez. But if that don't happen, Triple G.
But I'm working on all
if
that.
That though. Don't happen.
Actually, Tom Lawford texted me back today and Abel. And actually, that's 2 days in a row. I've been going back and forth with him. So we're really close to a couple of things, you know. I should be saying this stuff on Patreon, though. You know what I mean? So what I will say right here is the most latest, newest review comes in from Slays. And it's TBV still number one boxing podcast. It's a complete 5-star review. And he says, 2 years in and I still listen to every TBV episode. Ness brings the goods every show. Matt is perfect, is the perfect tennis partner. Casual fan isn't so casual anymore. That boy learning. He mad ethnic right now. And Doomsday starting to bring the heat. Nice touch with the Spanish shows, too. Great way to expand the audience. Keep killing them. Gentlemen, 5 stars. Shout out to Slays. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Slays.
So you get that because that was epic. All right, so we got another one from John Justice, best boxing podcast, and that's 5-star reviews. And he says, this podcaster, oh, shit, that's right. Shout out to Stephen Armstrong, who deserves a shout out, too. He donated before the show even started. He seen the Patreon post, so salute to you. Matter of fact, you get 2 epic sound bites for being a Patreon and going a step further and donating. Matter of fact, you and Diakonu, that's the same. Y'all on the same double play. That's a double-double in basketball. Shout out to Stephen Armstrong. All right, so finishing up this review, we got John Justice. He says, these podcasters are not only knowledgeable, but passionate about everything boxing. Highly recommend for all boxing fans from curious to casuals to hardcores. Always insightful. Always entertaining, always humorous, cannot miss commentary after every fight, especially love the live fight chat. Subscribe on iTunes, YouTube, and Patreon for the best experience. Who the fuck is this? John Justice, I love you. Now, that's how you drop a 5-star review.
John Justice is a Patreon member. So shout out to
him. Obviously. That's that was dope, man. Shout out. All right, so we got actually, while we were giving out reviews, I believe we might have just gotten,
this hit sounds good.
Or really bad.
It could be both ways.
It's an email? What is it?
Remember Tony, Matt? Let's see how good Matt is. He always talking about he Batman and Robin. Who's the only fucking Tony that matters to TBV?
Like Tony, like Sal's boyfriend?
Nope. I guess that came off wrong because Tony G matters too. Sorry, Tony G.
Tony Bellew? Like, I don't know.
There was a Tony once upon a time that you and I went to major work for and he had our hopes up crazy. Whatever, man. This will be an overtime topic when we're on the road trip, when we're driving from L.A. to Las Vegas. So once again, shout out to Stephen Armstrong. Let's see here. We got – oh, that was just a late email. Shit, I thought that was a new PayPal. it was the same notification from Hope.
Zane Huckabee just hit us up with another $5. Always down to support my TBV family. Good looking out, Zane.
That's what's up, Zane. We almost there. We gonna make it. Oh, matter of fact, I got something just for that though. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to get to. Yeah, yo, that is official. We could talk about that since we're talking heavyweights. We're going to see heavyweight. You know, I've been watching a lot of stuff, Parker, trying to just get mentally prepared to visit him. And I heard that he's cutting weight, Matt.
Shout out to Eric Cruz on Super Chat saying happy early birthday to me. Thank you. Thank you, Eric Cruz.
And $4.99. Thank you, Eric Cruz.
Yo, yeah. Everybody doing the 99 thing. I wonder if that's YouTube taking a chunk off or something.
That is.
Yes. Wait, so, happy early birthday to Matt. Is it your birthday today or tomorrow, Matt?
Tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Look how life works. If we get to this goal, you get to spend your birthday with me. That sounds bad, right? I should say it backwards. I should say, we get to spend your birthday with you.
Yeah, that's how you should say it. Yeah.
Maybe
Weed Green Matt is his 10th birthday, he says.
maybe Casual has a little shirt for you. You never know. A little birthday shirt, man.
And usually when I see Enrique, he does have a shirt for me. You know, I am a Patreon member of Boxing Fan Apparel.
Yeah, I owe you a shirt. I got a dope yellow you don't know shit about boxing shirt. It does say Las Vegas on it. I mean Los Angeles, and it does have the TBV podcast lightning boat logo that I created.
Ooh, exclusivity though.
Damn. Yeah. It's a medium. I don't know if you're small.
No, medium's fine. Medium's fine.
Yo. Here, Bobby Schmedium. Yo, shout out to all everyone Schmedium that's been subscribing. We're at $67,000. $648,000 subscribers. That sounds like something you dropped the Epic soundbite for, right? What?
We hit 67,000 on Saturday, so we're almost already at 68 in a week.
And that's because of those camp lives. So, you know, keep those donations coming. Let's ensure this Joseph Parker. Let's show the TBV isn't biased, for one. It's all fabrication. They're fabricating these rumors. They just don't want to let us in those gyms. That's what it is. You know what it is? I think it's the trainers. The trainers are like, nah, his alliance is with Wilder and he's just going to tell him what we're doing, because he was like, listen, mate, he hit me with the down under. He was like, listen, mate, when I say turn the cameras off, you turn the cameras off, mate. Say, yo, you got it. I'm like, all right, B, don't put me in the little crocodile on the headlock.
It was those sparring reaction videos.
Ooh, you think it's that? Man, that'll be whack if we can't do that.
Well, now that, you know, I'm not too concerned about saying it, it's on tape, Wilder hurting his arm in sparring for us. So you can hear it on tape, us talking about Wilder hurting his arm, and that could have been a rumor that went viral, but it didn't. You know, maybe.
You know what? Him and all other elite fighters always say they never come into a fight 100%. Like, they always got something.
That's 100% true. But
snap.
Ooh, Eric Cruz.
Eric Cruz with the big super chat saying, yo, that's from him and Foo.
Shout out Fugatti. Shout out Eric Cruz.
Eric Cruz and Fugatti. You guys are
Fugatti. 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 Fugatti.
You know, I got a sound bite too. I got to look for it. I don't know where I dropped it. I got the explosion.
The bomb.
Oh, here you go. Drop a bomb like flex on y'all. Yeah, you know that's a flex sound. That's the flex bomb right there. I just don't know how to do that. I don't remember what Flex used to say every time he dropped the bomb.
I don't know neither.
Talking about
going down. It's going down.
Talking about dropping bombs. Let's give I guess percentages, percentiles, probability on the upset, Matt.
On the Joseph Parker upset?
While you guys think about that in your mind, here's why I'm thinking upset, right? I mean, I'm reading and watching and listening, and he's trying to come down in weight. They're trying to be lighter on their feet. They're trying to be faster. Maybe they're trying to do the in and out. Maybe they're going to, you know, look to pepper him and get out of the way.
They could do that. I mean, Joseph Parker is pretty fast. I mean, in terms of hand speed and foot speed, he should be the quicker guy than AJ going into the fight. That should be true. In terms of percentage, I think Parker is somewhere between 30 and 35% chance of winning. I think has a pretty decent chance of winning. I don't think it's the majority, but he's a pretty decent chance.
Damn, Igloo said 1% probability Parker straight trash. Wow.
Igloo. Come on, Igloo.
Damn,
you're hitting. Come on.
No wonder he ain't dropping a super chat. He don't even like the heavyweight.
Yeah, but you read that.
Yo, he said Parker's garbage, absolute garbage. He could have lost to Ruiz and Takam, and he did lose to Fury.
I agree with that last one. He did lose to Fury.
I'm going to watch that one.
Someone says, okay, damn. Coming from okay, damn. Nah, Igloo, you wrong for that. Parker has good skills. Why haven't you seeked them out, Enrique? Why haven't you seen him fight?
The heavyweight division came to life for me. Let me think. I mean, I was watching Wilder. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, there's really nobody there for him but Klitschko. And then AJ, you know, beat Klitschko. Also, Tyson Fury wasn't there really, even though he beat Klitschko. It was all the AJ, you know, and then all the drama around it. Adding Klitschko.
Yo, really quick on the interrupt. Mason dropping on a super chat. Keep dropping the knowledge, y'all. Thank you for the super chat, brother. We're going to use that to get to the camp of Joseph Parker Friday. It's looking like we're going to get there Friday. We almost there. We going to make it.
Far from what Igloo is, but I don't think anything negative about Joseph Parker because I don't know the dude. I just know his record, and we going to meet him. Thanks to y'all.
Oh, what album he got?
Joseph Parker?
Nah, it was like a quick joke. You know what I'm saying? You said
Igloo dropped the dub. I showed up for TVB, but Parker has no shot. Okay, drop that dub.
Yo.
Igloo might get a shirt.
Shout out to Igloo on the super chat.
I hope he's an extra large.
Yeah, everybody signed up to your raffle, Enrique. I guess that $60 raffle too expensive. It ain't even a raffle. You get all the WBC stuff.
Yo, and if you watch this on the replay, PayPal the money, and you're still part of the replay raffle.
Going to PayPal, it's the Boxing Voice, THE.
Yes. You can check the chat because I will continue to put it in the chat for you. And now
Zane Huckabee.
Now our chat is replayable. So when you watch this on the replay, the live chat is there. So for some of you iTunes listeners, I don't know, next time you're on your plane, you might want to download the YouTube version of the show via YouTube Red and be able to just join along with the chat. I guess get to see it anyway. But I will warn you, parental advisory.
Definitely.
Yes.
You think we're bad, and we are. Chat's so much worse. So much worse.
And some of the callers off.
Shouts to Georgie.
Yeah, man.
But we got to give some shout outs real quick. Obviously, we said shout out to Igloo. Always been around. Shout out to Igloo. Igloo, hopefully you can be a judge this time around. We're coming back to Florida.
Ooh, hold on.
That could be.
Alfaires, Bomb Squad, get him back on TBV. And right before him, Zane Huckabee donated $10. So shout out to Juan and Zane. No, the
Joseph Parker soundbite. What's Parker? Does he have what's his nickname, Matt?
His nickname is, I'm going to tell you right now.
I don't know if he has a nickname.
Yeah, does he have an alias? Born.
Let me get out to
Joseph Dennis Parker.
901. Live on TBV's donation drive. We're trying to get to 1,000 shillings. But really, dollars, shillings just sounds cooler.
And your donation gets you into the raffle to win a t-shirt, Box Fan Apparel design, that is.
Shout out to Bama Boy.
Dollar or more.
Bama Boy won a shirt. He says, send me a shirt. Actually, Enrique got a couple shirts. So we'll see if we can send you one, Bama Boy. Hey, 901-239, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you, my friend? You're live on the show.
First time caller?
I really want to tell y'all doing a great job. And most of all, you know, I'm not much of a fan on boxing, but I just support the realest and the greatest. And I really want to say, if y'all could tell Deontay Wilder, that, you know, he's the greatest heavyweight boxer of all time. I mean, I've been sending replies and been getting a lot of replies back. But I just really want to say, because I don't think Joshua and Parker and anybody can mess with what Deontay Wilder can do. Because what Deontay Wilder can do is something going to be remembered from history from down the line.
Well, what is your name again, sir?
My name is Derico Morris.
And you're calling in from?
I'm calling in from Mississippi.
Mississippi. Well, thank you, sir, for calling in, brother. And we'll get that message to Deontay. If you head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice, you'll notice that we did a Patreon-only questions and answers where Deontay sat down in the ring very intimately with the Boxing Voice and answered questions only by our patrons by name, which was a very special moment for us and for our patrons. Really quick from the PayPal donation, shout out to Alex Lemon, the IG master, also putting in his own donation to make sure we get to Joseph Parker. And Linford, I believe, sent in enough for the WBC package. And Linford, just send me a message confirming this address is good in the Bronx, River Road, and I will ship that out before we go. Really quick, shout out to Bo from Bama, right? Did we miss anybody while we were?
Prince Jonel Nelsoit, or Nelsoit Jr., keep up the good work. Keep them coming. Camp life. He donated $3 in a super chat. Yes, man. We want to meet Joseph Parker. Looks like it's going to be a reality.
Hopefully we can keep it coming, man. Shout out to Prince, Bama, Bo, Huang, Igloo, Zane, Mason, Eric Cruz, Fugatti, Omar Boxing, Lonnie, Anthony, Cincinnati Cobra, Andre Diakonu. And even our good friend Blackface that donated early this morning when it was just a thought before Kevin Barry even confirmed. So back to boxing, though. I mean, we haven't seen Parker in there with anybody with the power of an Anthony Joshua, Matt.
Hold up. We have a fellow New Zealand himself, Joseph Parker's... Maybe it's the Joseph Parker relatives that you met in Hawaii, Ness. Maybe
I was just telling my girl that, like, yo, I can't wait to just talk to him about that, see if they were gaming me or these girls real.
Sam87 saying, shout out TBV from New Zealand. Explosive Joseph Parker is our guy. Love your show down here in New Zealand. Thank you, Sam.
Sam. I think his name is pronounced Sam.
Yeah, there's like 10 M's there.
Sam. Dr. Mofongo, shit. Yo, we going. We hoping to bump into you guys Saturday night at Barclays. Oh, was hoping. Place was lit. Got a witness Wilder convert many casuals that night. Happy to lend. Damn, this super chat is on fire right now. Just bump me off. Happy to lend my support. No other panel works as hard as you guys. Yo, and then that was Dr. Mofongo. Shout out to him. Followed by Ruleless Plays. Ruleless Plays, $9.99. Never get a chance to call in because I like listening to the podcast when I'm at work. But sending much love from Chicago. Hope you guys can make it to Parker's camp. So do I. Good looking out, Ruleless. Hope I didn't chop your name up.
You probably did. It's okay, though.
R-U-L-I-S. Ruleless.
Yo, you know what?
What's up?
Isn't Regis Prograis going to fight Friday?
Yes.
Oh shit. You imagine Joseph watches a fight with us? That would be dope.
Nah, but we got 40 seconds, remember?
40 seconds.
Yeah, that's until he falls in love with y'all.
Yo, come on. That was good. That was so good.
You know, once he falls in love, it's all good.
Yo, we doing well, man.
Well, yeah. We got to get to that goal of 1,000 because unfortunately, the U.S. government does not feel that flying across the country should be any cheaper.
Or a write-off? Thought you was going that direction.
No, nah, I wasn't going that direction, write-off. I didn't even think that far, man.
That was Enrique that said that, not me, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Pidarker.
You want to go to Fugatti?
Alex Lemon's message. Hold up. We got to go to Alex Lemon's message on his super chat. On his PayPal donation was, TBV is going to be the new 24/7 all access for boxing. Andy Ruiz Jr. did beat Parker. Laugh out loud.
He did? No way.
We want to go to Fugatti?
Yep, Fugatti.
Fugatti in the Bugatti in Texas. What up?
Yo, what up, guys? Hey, I just wanted to say I can't wait to see the Parker footage because the Wilder footage was amazing. And, man, you guys are the best. And Huey Fury did beat Joseph Parker, I'm just saying.
Fact.
Fugatti, well, thank you for the super chat, brother. Thank you for the kind words. And thank you for adding a significant amount of pressure on Enrique. Pressure to perform, Enrique. Hit after hit. You got to, yo, who did that? Well, DMX. You got to get your, you know, get your inner DMX on, because he was able to drop an album 6 months after and both go triple platinum or something like that. So you're going to have to be able to do that. You dropped the Deontay. Now you got to go ahead and drop this.
I'm going to tell you like this, though. Sometimes, you know, like the music video director says, sometimes the music video makes the song. Sometimes the song ruins the music video.
I'm saying I'm going to go out on a limb and say Joseph Parker is heavily internet famous, right, Matt? I think he does.
Oh, he does pretty
sexy
well.
Sexy numbers
over the internet. In the digital industry, he does pretty good.
Nah, yeah. So that was one of the reasons why I name dropped him, was because of that. He is in that, you know, that heavyweight circle right now that's brewing and being spoken about. And then you mentioned, yo, you said something, or you did a number, or somebody did an interview and his numbers just took off for no reason. And you were like, damn, Joseph Parker.
But he also.
And why is that, though? Why is he famous on the internet?
I don't know. I mean,
that does help, man. He's a heavyweight. He's a
but he does do a lot of internet content. Like he's not a guy that we need to do shows about saying, oh, he needs to hire someone to take pictures. No, he has a picture guy. He got an editor. You know, every time, like, you check his Instagram, it's all 24 access type of shit. Like, again, Enrique got a lot of pressure.
Good. I'm ready.
Andre Diacono in the super chat saying, extra to tip the sky cap guy at Newark Airport that has to carry Ness and Enrique's equipment. Andre.
Shout out to Andre, man.
Shout out to Andre Diacono.
Yo, so
what's up?
I mean, what you have in mind, Enrique? So, like, are we going straight up the same route as the other one, or should we take some of the advice? Because even though people thought this one was great, there was a lot of recommendations for a narration,
right? And
Strisberg type of voice.
You and we spoke about that ourselves. That you are the Lee Strisberg, and
Matt also has a nice voice.
No, I think we should get someone, not us. And I have a recommendation.
Nah, I think it should.
Time out. No TBV family. Okay, but not us. Not us three guys. Info Joe.
I think that it has to be either Ness's voice or your voice, Matt.
Just because of the brand synonymous?
Just because of the brand and because it's your story. You know what I'm saying? So it's our story, your voice. No one has to memorize anything. We can go there, profile the guy, highlight him, show him. It ain't interview overlaying the video. It's the actual story being told. And you know me, I like the fighter to look into the camera so he could talk to all the homies face to face. So we'll get some of that too.
AKA Profile.
AKA Profile.
AKA Zane with the super chat again saying, let me get one of those shirts. One champ, one face, one name, and that's TBV. Bomb Squad.
Man, that was dope. That was a dope message.
We gotta do a Bomb Squad shirt.
We do. We do need like a Bomb Squad. Like a TBV Bomb Squad shirt.
Yeah, we do.
Something like that. Because that's a really...
Omar Boxing saying Matt's voice is nice. Pause.
Omar Boxing. Ness, I don't get the pause, though. I don't get why he said it.
You guys are gay.
I don't see where the pause is coming from.
Yo, Bo sent his size and everything. Bo ain't playing.
What's his Bo size?
Large.
Oh, large. He lucky.
Oh, you got larges?
Yeah, I got large.
Got large on deck.
Nah, I'm just scared somebody might be like, yo, I'm a 3X.
Hey, Bo.
And I donated $50.
You know what? I don't think he got the Patreon shirt because he's not on that level, I think. So
yep.
I got a large for him too. We just gotta remember to ship that.
I can remind you after the show.
Oh, I got the new Boxing Voice shirts. I just remembered.
That's what I said at the beginning of the show. I said Enrique got a few shirts.
Well, I didn't know that. We was talking about those shirts, brother.
Well, I'm saying, getting what you want for them, so it don't matter, right?
Right. Yo, right now, if you donate $15, you are guaranteed a Boxing Voice shirt.
Whoa. Remember, you got a ship.
Eric Cruz with another
to U.S. chat. Only.
Eric Cruz with another super chat. The super chat champ is here. Thank you, Cruz.
Well, Cruz,
$15. Sorry.
Damn, you got to send Eric a shirt now.
Yeah, he's like guaranteed a shirt.
Yo, he said the super chat champ right here. Eric Cruz, man, bless. Well, yeah.
So back to the video. So narration, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, but what's the story?
The story is, we could spin off of every boxer has a journey, right? And this is the camp life of Joseph Parker and his journey and his biggest test of life.
Mm.
Boom. AJ.
Yo, we need a drone.
Who is AJ?
Yo, are you going to bring... You should bring
every camp life that we need a drone. I don't think we need one.
Yo, for that voice, you need like that big vroom that just see the whole desert.
I think it's so overused nowadays on YouTube.
It is kind of overused.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, I'm a little bit bougie when it comes to drones.
So overused that y'all ain't never use it.
Because we don't have one.
Yeah, I don't have one. I never really cared about it either. Drone.
You bringing your gyro?
I should. I'll bring my gyro. I'll bring my camcorder behind the scenes.
You tried a gyro with the Sony on it?
No, I haven't. I'm going to charge that up and play with it.
Oh, man, I got to be giving the champ tips, man. But it's all right because every good...
Ooh, HDZ Sports Entertainment. $26 for you guys could keep the $25 HDZ Sports.
Damn, you get a shirt. Yo, send your address via...
Email
so that you get a shirt on at that price. Enrique sending out shirts at that price. Only Linford has gotten the golden standard package of the WBC with the golden 24 karat plated brooch.
By the WBC. Donation?
His was 70.
And he's in the raffle.
So when you drop over 50, you got to be like.
Bombs.
Bomb. You dropping bombs when you dropping 50.
Drop another one of those bombs.
Mm.
Yeah, man. Joseph Parker. We trying to make it to Las Vegas.
Church.
Yep.
What'd you say?
I said, you said Joseph Parker. I said Enrique Church.
That's right. We got that lens. We got the lenses.
What font you using this time when you put the credit card?
When was that?
I'm probably using it wrong. When you roll the credits, forget the credit card. Credit screen.
Yo, credit card. What were you thinking? Like
credit line, the credits, right?
Yeah, the card that goes with the credit.
What did we use last time? We used that high end fashion.
Black and white. It was like black, all black with the font and white.
That was Danny Garcia or Durham?
I'm talking about Deontay.
Deontay. I used it was white, I thought, no?
Yes, it was white.
It was white. It was the fashion one.
Yeah, it was on black, though. That's what I said.
Oh, it was on black.
You know what, Enrique? The trailer that you made is not white. That is black, I believe. on
Power. Ain't Money Power a fighter?
Yes.
So why would he narrate the video?
Does he have a nice voice?
I don't know.
What would your opening line be?
I think Money Power was in the camp of the Charlo.
Let's do a little visualization right quick, right?
What?
So we show.
I like how you started. Give me those three words you said again. We're going to start with that. Let's start writing this mentally. Go ahead.
Damn.
You said every man has a journey.
Every fighter has a journey. Joseph
Paul. Yo, why are you guys doing the Batman voice?
Every man has a journey.
Get over here.
I'm Batman.
Hi, my name is Joseph Parker. I'm 24-0, 18 KOs. And I don't have an alias, but my middle name is Dennis. And I'm from New Zealand. Right now I'm training in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I am opening the doors to the boxing voice. Because, boom.
So how old is Joseph, Matt?
In his 20s.
Oh, thanks for the accurate number there.
Do I have his box track in front of me right now?
Aren't you doing a show?
He's 6'4". He has a 76-inch reach. 75% KO ratio. Damn, where's his age here?
Come on.
He's a resident of Las Vegas. He's
young, bro. 26.
Yeah.
Age 26.
Holy shit. How old is AJ?
Probably roughly the same age.
28.
He's a little bit older.
Damn. 2 more years of weightlifting, too.
But the good thing about Joseph Parker being 26 is that he could easily lose and bounce back.
Oh, hell yeah.
Heavyweight division, he could easily have another 10 years at the top. Oh, yeah. That heavyweight's still for long.
It depends what he does.
Listen. Just remember that all experts say that heavyweights are not even in their prime till their 30s, bro. And that's because 99% of them start late, like Deontay.
But what about Luis Ortiz? They were aging him old. What was he like?
Yeah, because he did start early. He's
Dan Huckabee going to get that logo shirt.
Yeah, he is.
Yep. He gave $15 more. So if you give $15, and they're limited. I only have like 24 of them.
Zane, make sure you email theboxingvoice@yahoo.com. T-H-E, not T-H-A.
Yes. We need your email. Or you can contact us on social media. Shout out to Robbie, the associate producer, who is always on top of the Twitter. So if you do Twitter, Zane, or anyone that is owed a shirt during this live Camp Life donation, make sure that we have your address. We can't deliver a shirt without your address. Bo, send me your address, Bo. I'm going to see what I do for you. Even though we're saying $15 for a shirt, Bo. See what we do. I might got a koozie for you.
And that's 50% off shirt.
That is 50 off.
That's $30 a shirt.
We on the block letting product go because we trying to do something. We selling tapes out the back of the trunk. We selling Nipsey Hussle tapes with Matt.
Yo, why do you hate on Nipsey, man? Nipsey's a legend. Don't hate.
I mean, wasn't he selling tapes out the trunk?
Pittsburgh Brew, King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Dub.
Wasn't Nipsey selling tapes out the trunk and shit? Well,
everyone was back in the day. Come on.
I'm just saying. Yo, shout out to my man Bruzy, man.
Yo,
was selling CDs out of the trunk. Come on,
yo, bro. What's the next bet, man? Call in, bruh. Call in. Matter of fact. Damn, what's the name of the site? They ain't sent me my codes yet, so I haven't approved it, Matt. But I text you. Let me see if I can find it in the text, and then we can see the betting line, Matt.
Yeah, well, we text each other a lot, so
yeah. I know we text a lot, Matt.
You're going to be swiping a lot.
You don't have to tell the world how much you love me, Matt. It's all good.
You text me more than I text you. Fact.
I'm the boss.
Jay Day. Love the show as always. Great content. $5.
Thank you, Jay Day.
He's in a raffle. Remember, $1, $5, $8, $10, $20. $20, you guarantee a boxing voice shirt as long as the supplies last. And $1 or better, under $15, you get into the raffle. For boxing fan apparel.
Damn. Yo, Bruzy. Tell me in the chat, Bruce. Joseph Parker is a plus 600. Anthony Joshua, minus 850.
I might put some money on Joseph Parker. I can see a monkey wrench being thrown.
Let me tell you something. I got a conspiracy for you. Play the beat.
Oh, I wasn't ready for it. Hold up.
I wonder where mine's is. I found it, but I gotta rename it.
You want Blog Talk beat?
Let's hear it.
So we just spoke of the age of both of these men. Right?
I mean, 26 and 28.
Gone are the days of Pacquiao and Morales. When they had their trilogy, they were young. Guess who's young enough to have a trilogy? And like you said, oh, you might put some money on Joseph Parker. You know, they might throw a monkey wrench. Yeah. And that monkey wrench will be to Joshua, who gets an immediate rematch, and they do it again and then again. And meanwhile, the other two big punching heavyweights have to keep punching themselves out. You know, Luis Ortiz, Povetkin, and Wilder have to go at it again and again while these guys do a Gennady Golovkin Canelo.
Add a Fury in there too, Tyson Fury.
Nah, you don't got to add Fury because, again, if he loses, he's tied in the way Canelo was tied in. Even if he gets a draw, it's a rematch. Remember, Canelo Gennady just did it. If he gets a draw, it's really a rematch because Joseph keeps his belt.
True. And I think Joseph Parker, style-wise, might give Anthony Joshua a tougher fight than, let's say, Ortiz did to even Wilder. I mean, I think style-wise, Joseph Parker's going to give AJ a ton of trouble. I think anyone counting out Parker in this fight doesn't understand boxing.
And the reason that you're giving him more of a shot or picking him to look better than he did versus Huey is because Huey's a guy that's on his toes, so to speak. He's a boxer's boxer, where Joshua is a boxer, but he's a boxer puncher. His feet are more set because he wants to deliver power. You know what I'm saying? He's always with the blicky. Got the blicky up, drumming up, blicky up. Yeah. But I'm going to be honest, though. We ain't never seen him knock nobody out the way he did Charles Martin. And like, you know, I mean, not saying that he hasn't demonstrated power because he almost took Klitschko's neck off his shoulders. But like the way he put Charles out or down, he hasn't really done that anymore.
I mean, he put Eric Molina down.
But not with a one bang. The Charles was a counter like, bam!
You didn't one bang, Charles. That was multiple knockdowns.
The first knockdown was, remember, it was a counter punch. Boom. The right, straight right.
He wasn't done from that single knockdown. He got up and was knocked down again after that.
Yeah, but doggy, in the heavyweight division after that first knockdown and you got time, you ain't getting out that round.
I don't consider that a one-hitter quitter. That's not what that is.
Oh, he one bang. He put him down with one shot. He's never put nobody else down with one shot that I can remember.
For comparison, Charlo put J-Rock down with that uppercut, right? But that's not the knockout blow.
But that's the blow that everyone remembers.
True, but it's not the knockout blow.
So and it still ended in knockout. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, once you put a guy down in the round, right? It doesn't matter what round. If you put him down good enough with enough time left, man, it's over for that guy. Like, I was shocked Wilder survived.
I think we're just arguing very different things here, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, shit. Bruce called in. Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know why? Because we haven't heard his intro in a long time. And Rick
started this weekend.
Got his hand on his face over there. He's already tired and bored. Damn, Enrique.
Nah, I'm just thinking of Joseph Parker money, man. Honestly, I'm thinking to myself, like, yo, every man has a journey. Boom.
Oh, you thinking of the story. You writing script right now.
Yeah, I'm visualizing in my head.
You on your Clash Wheezy. You got to let us know when you're in your dark mode right now. You're in your Jim Perry number 23 right now. Hold on.
He's welcoming and all that stuff, so, you know.
Nah, I mean, look, man, he's like Samoan, right? Is New Zealand Samoan? What is he considered, man? I mean, like, he's like The Rock and shit. They're going to be cool.
Pacific Islander is the most general thing you can say. Or Polynesian. Just say those two things and you're safe.
They're cool, though. They're cool.
Brew, what up?
Yeah, what up? What up? What up? What up?
Brew, is it any real money on this?
Yeah, there's some good ones out there.
If there is money on this Joseph Parker fight?
Yeah, lots of money, man. Lots of prop bets. I'm looking at
You're talking about the parlays. That's how you got to do it. You got to pick, like, Joshua to win and then tie with another guy, huh? See, that's for them experienced bettors right there.
You can just put money on one of them. You know, the prop bets, like Parker wins by split decision is plus 4,800.
Ooh. So what does that mean? $100 gets you 4,800.
$100 gets you 4,800, but he got to win by split decision. Ain't doesn't that mean two judges had it opposite and one was the mitigating factor?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you are asking for hell to freeze over.
I don't know.
I think one would have to be a draw too.
No, that's majority decision.
I like picking knockout rounds.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well for me last Saturday.
I like saying, yo, the ninth, it'll be a stoppage.
Oh, let me tell you, that's the best way to get paid. If you could pick the round, you making crazy money, but it's so difficult.
Oh, yeah. Yo, and Dongo is 3-1.
Man, we talking about Joseph Parker.
Yeah, but I'm talking about making money Friday, not
so
3 weeks from now.
But Ndongo fights Prograis, don't he?
Friday. Man, yeah, he's about to get his ass whooped.
Let's see. We always thinking these young up and comers is balling like that. Let's see. He a shorty though. We gotta see. Ndongo is tall, and he can move.
Yeah,
he could box. Don't forget that, man. Because listen. We hyped on Prograis, but he ain't fought nobody. He about to fight somebody. And Ndongo, it ain't like he laid down with Crawford. What?
It was a second round knockout.
Nah, he got laid down.
Yeah, it was a second round knockout. Come on.
Yeah, but it wasn't like he laid down though. You know what I'm saying?
It was a body shot and he laid down.
he ate a body shot and laid down.
Literally laid down.
Andre, if you're asking, can the betting be done online? If you're asking, can the betting be done online? Then yes, the betting could be done online.
He may be saying the conversation could be done online. He wants to hit Joseph Parker. He wants the super chat to come with more dubs.
Yeah, that's true. This is
more $5 bills. Come on, man. You in the strip club, throw it up.
You want them to make it rain on you now.
Make it rain. We had the momentum going. Go ahead, man. So what's your bet? You picking Ndongo or Gondo?
Nah, I mean, to make any money, you almost have to. But, I mean, there's like that Ransom Barthelemy fight. That's kind of close. Quigg. I think Quigg could beat Valdez.
Quigg could beat Valdez. Yeah, that's possible. I mean, he has the skill, but does he have the power? Valdez is a let it go type of guy.
Yeah, but who did Valdez just fight and about lost?
Who did Valdez fight? What?
Mariaga?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Quigg's not bad.
So he said he's from New Orleans, so he's not worried about Ndongo's height. I hear you. I mean, I guess in boxing, height don't matter. Sometimes I feel like it does. Bruce, let me get to some other callers. Sometimes I always put a lot of stock in height because I feel like it should be harder for the shorter man to get to the chin of the taller man. The problem is the taller man usually doesn't fight tall. Let's go to the 305 somewhere in Miami. 305-496. 305-496. Who's this?
Tony, from Miami.
Tony from Miami. Talk to us, brother.
Yo, can we still get a little bit of Wilder talk, or are we strictly on Joseph Parker?
Well, we're strictly on a Camp Life donation drive because we're trying to be at Joseph
Parker. And speaking about donation drive, Chris Gamijo, shout out to Andre Diakonu for looking out for tipped employees. Shout out to TBV for putting in this work. My info on Patreon, or do I need toss it somewhere else? He's trying to. Oh, he got a shirt automatically.
Yeah, he want that shirt.
That's Eric Cruz, damn, $50. He like got a buck right now.
He want the shirt. He want the whole package. Yeah, Eric, I'm gonna send you the whole package, Eric. You know why? Because you the WBC champ. You might as well wear the 50th anniversary shirt when you fight Jose in Border Wars, and wipe your sweat with the handkerchief and put the brooch on when you win. If you could win. I don't know, because then, damn, it'd be sad. You're going to leave with just the WBC attire, not the belt. Shout out to Cruz. Cruz. Shout out to Cruz. That's what's up, man. Linford says, I have a suggestion. Whoa. Shout out to Boxing Therapy. Hey, you guys. What a little I can do. Keep it going, TBV. Thank you. Boxing Therapy. Let's go back to Linford's message. He says, I have a suggestion. You guys could do a WhatsApp number, limit it to like 30 seconds, and then overseas people could send in voice notes, which y'all could play. That way you get more international people. But we have Skype for that, and then you could be live on the show. Just, you know, if you guys WhatsApp, you got Skype. Like, it's that easy. I mean, they're both mobile phone apps, and they both work as well. I mean, obviously, I would rather call you via WhatsApp if, you know, we were going to have a long distance conversation. But for the purpose of the show, Skype is definitely crystal clear. And I recommend everyone download and use Skype. This way, whenever Blog Talk fails, you can always be part of the show. And it's super easy. It's absolutely free. You could call from any country, anywhere. And you just have to add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. That's N-E-S-T-O-R. G-I-B-B-S. You add us and you'll be part of the show. Listen, Tom, you want to go ahead? Anything else, Tom?
Tony, my fault.
Oh, well, that is Matt's fault for the spelling there. Too many
my bad.
Vapes over there.
I just want to call, man. I just watched the Wilder joint. And, man, he doesn't get enough credit for his thinking, man. That dude is... The shit he's doing in there, sorry for cursing, but what he's doing in there is high-level thinking. And it may not look it, but the way he set up Ortiz, step back uppercut after his triple jab overhand left was amazing. Amazing.
Yes, man. Well, thanks for calling in, Tony. He was thinking, I was happy to see him clinch, happy to see him smother when he was hurt. Holy shit. What the?
Yes. Ness. I wanted to get to that, but you were talking a lot. Boxing Therapy in the super chat. I mean, Cruz, I'm sorry. You're no longer the super chat champion. It is now Boxing Therapy.
That was $10, bro.
Here you guys, what little I can do.
Hey, Boxing Therapy, send me your address, brother. Let's get you some memorabilia or something from TBV for sure, man. You deserve a shirt,
fine glove, something.
You deserve you know, definitely something, man. This is amazing. I'm sorry that I overlooked it. It looked like $10. I do apologize. That $100.
It was $100. I was surprised that we didn't acknowledge it. I definitely was acknowledging giving it some a shirt on my
half. I didn't notice, but you know, obviously that gets the dope effect.
And a bomb. And since he threw the blicky up, throw the blicky up for him. Got the blicky up. Throw me the blicky up. Boxing Therapy, you definitely get some.
Now that was definitely amazing. Shout out to Eric Cruz as well. Coming through, Chris Camillo as well. And we're going to go out to the phone lines. We're going to Paulie in Detroit. Paulie, what it do?
You already know what time it is, man. It's your boy, Paulie. It's Paulie from Pontiac, for real, man. I'm in the Detroit area. People be out of town. So, look, Paulie from Pontiac, man. That's where I'm at, brother.
Pontiac, Detroit, or like Pontiac, the dealer?
No, Pontiac, Michigan.
Michigan, I'm at.
Okay. Matt,
that's where we at. We right down the street from Detroit.
Matt, he's emphasizing because he wants you to make sure we say that the next time. All right, we got you, Pontiac.
You
got to
say Paulie from Pontiac, man. B Paulie, what's good, man? Hey, shout out to y'all, man. I just signed up on Patreon a couple weeks ago. A little $10 a month joint. Hey, that Wilder fight, I'm going to tell you, bro, it's so hard to be a Wilder fan. I love Wilder, man, for what he stands for inside and outside the ring. But it's so hard to be a fan because he lacks so many fundamentals. But that equalizer, oh, my God. Numbers don't lie, man. 40-0, 39 knockouts, I got to ride with him. I don't care how sloppy it look or how windmill-y it look. It don't matter. What matter, like he said, skills don't always pay the bills when you got that equalizer. So I ride with Wilder. I ride with TBV. And I say TBV is TBE. Y'all the homies, Matt, Ness, keep blowing that strong, grinding, putting in y'all work. And we got to push for this boxing video game, man. I just actually seen a little story with Floyd trolling, talking about he going to do a video game. It's probably going to be whack if he do it.
Nah, he should. He got the money. He should finance the video game.
He ain't even going to spend no money. He got the back.
Yeah, but, you know, he going to be unstoppable. You know, then he going to make himself like 105 rating. He ain't going to be able to be knocked out. He ain't going to be.
Yeah, remember Mike Tyson punch out? He was difficult, man. That's cool.
It was difficult to beat Mike Tyson. Right, dude. I'm just.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. But that, like I said, that fight was crazy. Shout out to Wilder. Shout out to the Boxing Voice. Ness, Matt, my man. What's my man name? Casual.
Yeah, that's me. What's up? Thanks for the shout out.
Yeah, man. Y'all the homies, man. Keep doing y'all thing. Keep grinding. And Georgie, funny as hell. I like when Georgie calls because he don't be knowing what the fuck he be talking about. It is entertaining. Hey, it is entertaining, man. Shout out to y'all. I know y'all got some other calls, man. Just keep it moving.
All right.
Shout out to Georgie Porgy.
Yo, shout out to Georgie. Next time, baby. Let's go to Texas. 210-257.
Dan, you're going to have to come up with the list of shirts I got to give and raffle off.
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on, brother? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Bodega, calling from San Antonio, Texas.
What's up, Bodega? Bodega. That's a dope name.
Bodega, did you watch our Wilder Camp Life?
I did not. I missed it. I just barely started subscribing to the channel, but I really like what I'm seeing so far, so.
Well, you should Google it, right? On our YouTube channel, rather. You should search it. Camp Life. You can watch the shortest one or the longest one and get a taste of what we're trying to accomplish this Friday with Joseph Parker. And, you know, tell the people on this phone line to donate because this is the donate drive for Enrique Church, Nesta Gibbs, and Matt Hunter to get to Las Vegas.
Friday. Let me emphasize that because we got a message here from PSK10. It says, Boxing Voice, Parker flying to the UK by the end of the week, though. And that's why we are scheduled for Friday.
With a window, though.
Okay.
But Bodega, make your call.
So Bodega, man, thank you, obviously, for calling in. Thank you for the kind words. Go for it.
I'll say two things real quick.
Of course.
One real quick is, I just want to say about the Wilder fight. Everybody, I heard a lot of boxing channels talking about how nobody was interested in the fight and how, you know, nobody really was, you know, checking for the fight.
After the fact or before it?
And, you know, by what I saw, before.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, that it wasn't going to sell out, that it wasn't going to do no viewership. And, you know, I'm seeing that it was the exact opposite. So I think that, a lot of people, they need to stop hating on Wilder. I don't know why he gets that hate. When, especially as Americans, we need to come together and support our champions. That's what I think.
Wilder addressed it during Camp Life, right, Ness? He was like, yo, I don't get it. I'm an American fighter, and I'm not getting the support.
But he said it, too. It's because he's black and confident. Listen, Bodega, thanks for calling in. Mayweather had the same issue. When you talk so arrogantly and you're not losing, they're going to hate you. They're going to watch you, too, to see if you lose. And it's even worse for Wilder because he is more vulnerable than Mayweather. Mayweather was a defensive wizard. No one's ever going to say Wilder and Mayweather are similar when it comes to defense.
Or fighting style, period. Which I thought Wilder was a little more exciting, you know what I'm saying? Because of the offense and the knockouts.
No, absolutely. And the vulnerability always adds to the excitement as well, because you, it's like Amir Khan. No matter how many times he gets knocked out, we want to see him, because not only is he a good boxer and can actually win, but we always know if you land the right punch, he might go. And we're tuned into that. We want to see that. You know what I'm saying?
That gave a lot of the heavyweights in line confidence and, you know, hope to get a fight with Wilder so they can get their name off of them.
You've seen the way Big Baby started talking. Not, I mean, not to really say that that gave him any more confidence, but not that it didn't, because we just don't know it, Baby. I mean, he talks reckless all the time.
Right. But then isn't, like, I don't know Big Baby, but wasn't, or is there a rumor, or is it a fact that Big Baby went to the hospital after sparring?
That's fact. Big Baby confirms it, but he says it was dehydration, because after he sparred, you know, it gets very hot in Deontay Wilder's gym.
Yeah. Which is another thing, you know, the weight was addressed, like, yo, you only 214. Is that bad or good? And I remember at Camp Life, Deontay was sweating bullets. It was a hot gym. He was working nonstop. They put ice on his head to cool him off. And he was like, that's why I can't lose. I can't gain no weight, because all this work and this all this heat. You remember him saying that out loud? I don't know if we recorded that.
Of course.
Oh, shit. The Funk Tapus. He gave.
I remember.
One day like you guys. One day I don't just like any other commentary team in boxing. LOL. Good luck and keep up the good work. $20. The Funk is his name again. The Funk Tapus.
The Funk. If you want a shirt, please contact us via email at theboxingvoice.com. Let me see if you can still do it on the website.
He's getting a $15 shirt automatically. It's a $30 shirt, but because
of your address, bro. You're telling all these people you're going to give them a shirt without their address.
Nah, but they know how to hit us up.
All right.
I mean, well, maybe you know more than me with that.
I would just rather make it easy.
Yeah. So what's the email? theboxingvoice@yahoo.com.
That's the email.
Everybody who donated $15 and more.
Listen, this is the best thing to do. Go to theboxingvoice.com all the way at the bottom. You can just contact us at contact@theboxingvoice.com.
We need your size as well as your address.
Size, first and last name, okay? Do not make us email with you a bunch of times. You cannot receive a package without your name, first and last, your address, if you live in an apartment number, city, state, and zip code. Exactly. We should all be old enough to give us the proper correspondent to mail you a reward.
And at the same time, thank you for the donations.
Absolutely.
They are going towards the Joseph Parker Camp Life travel expense. No allowance. If you feel generous, give us a per diem. We like to get $60 a day to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know what I'm saying? But we're not asking for that on this one. We're just going over there. We're going to fast. We're going to drink water. And we're going to shoot. And we're going to wake up in the morning and catch the flight back home. And we're going to go right into an edit. And we're going to put Joseph Parker Camp Life out.
Yo, Boxing Therapy just sent his address. And he said, did an amazing job working with Wilder Camp Life. Can't wait.
What size is he?
He did not send a size.
Guys, we need your size, or you're going to get a medium or a large.
Yes. Boxing Therapy, just send me another email there with your size. Yes, size. All right, so you were talking about Deontay's weight and the fact that he was sweating and he can't keep the weight on. And then we were also simultaneously talking about Joseph Parker and the fact that he wants to lose weight. He wants to be lighter on his feet. So I just wanted to show you that for his last fight, Joseph Parker weighed 245. He's been consistent with that weight too. I mean, He hasn't weighed 240 since 2016. When he fought Ruiz Jr., he was 246. When he fought Razvan Kohan, which was part of the Boxino tournament on ESPN a couple years back, the same one that Willie Monroe was on, but this was the heavyweight division, he weighed 245. And when he last fought in 2017, in September the 23rd, he weighed 245 when he fought Huey Fury. So if he wants to come in lighter and he's consistent with 245, how many pounds do you think he's looking to take off?
Oh, man, I don't know, 20 pounds maybe? Is that too much?
No, I was thinking 22. I was thinking 20 as well. I was just trying to...
But that's like, then that's wild. That's 215, right? Or am I wrong? You said 245?
Well, no, that would be 220. That would put him around 225.
Yeah, 225.
10 lighter than Wilder.
Yeah, 10 pounds heavier than Wilder, you mean? Yes. Yeah, he looks muscular. You know, Wilder looks lean. So, I mean, he's fighting AJ, so he got to maintain some of that bulk, but he does need to be nimble. If his strategy is to be in and out, you know, and avoid getting hit. But,
if you want to be light on your feet, you have to be wanting to be in and out.
In and out, of course.
I know.
What else? Zane Huckabee gave another $5, or am I on rewind here? Extra large and large. Irfan Afzal.
Oh, so he must have donated enough for two. He's saying extra large and large. He want two.
Well, you got to send that email with his full name.
Yes, send the email. Remember, you can go straight to theboxingvoice.com, scroll all the way to the bottom, and click on contact at theboxingvoice.com. Send us an email with your name, full address, and your size.
Right. And that's including if any amount of money you donated, because you are then part of the raffle. We got to look that up. We got to look them up, right? The guys who donated under $15.
Mm-hmm. I'll be able to have a list of their names, but I just won't have their email. I mean, I will have their YouTube email. It's just going to be it'll be slower if we go through that, believe me.
Yeah, if you want it to happen ASAP, you need to get on it ASAP. Send an email, contact us, theboxvoice.com. Hit the contacts and your address, full name, and your size, your t-shirt size.
That's right. That's right. Camp Life, Joseph Parker.
The donation drive, we are going to Las Vegas. Thank to you guys who are donating.
Yes, sir.
We may be still like $300 or $400 short, or maybe more than that.
I don't want to add it because I feel like adding it is going to jinx it.
Right.
But I know you got to cut out. Enrique has a family. Tomorrow we'll be snowed in. And hopefully,
snowed in. I'll do a show if we snowed in.
Yeah, I mean, we should be snowed in here in the East Coast. And you know me, guys. I've been working. I've been doing 3 and 4 shows a day. So we'll be back, and we'll pick up the donation drive. I want to thank everyone and remind you to send an email. This way, you know, your money didn't go in vain. You can at least get a reward or be placed in the raffle for those that are on different tiers. We do. Thank everyone that Thank donated you. And everyone that listened. And remember, even if you couldn't donate, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. It'll put the show in the eyes of more people, and we will continue to grow. We're right now literally at thank you, Boxing Therapy. I got your email with your size. We're literally at 67,602,000 subscribers. And, you know, we just want to thank you guys, because every day it grows and every day we grow together. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. If you're listening to this tomorrow, in the past, depending on the country you're in the future, and you want to make a donation and we're no longer live, remember, you can always use our PayPal, and you can also just become a Patreon. PayPal address is THEBOXING.
Donations $15 or more.
CE at yahoo.com.
Yes, I'm the other host, Enrique Church. You can follow me on Fight Talk, at Fight Talk, that is, on Instagram, at Fight Talk. And on Twitter, I am TBV underscore casual fan. That is also my YouTube channel name, TBV underscore casual fan. I throw sneaky behind the scenes footage there.
You can find Enrique's channel right on the featured section of our channel here on the Boxing Voice. All the sister networks, Mixed Combat Media, and Doomsday Chronicles as well.
Yo, thank you guys for the donations. Let's get that outro music going.
Damn, we always walk over the outro. Fuck.
Boom, boom, boom.
I just said that during the show today. Like, yeah. Yo, I always forget this.
Joseph Parker, donation drive. We thank you guys for donating. It was a hell of a donation.
Let's shout out all the donators. We got Zane Huckabee. We got The Funk to Puss. Mm-hmm. Boxing Therapy. Chris Camillo. Eric Cruz. Pittsburgh Brew. J-Day. Zane Huckabee definitely wants two shirts. He was in there.
Heavy. Andre Diaconu.
Andre Diaconu. HDZ Sports Entertainment. Furioso Moreno. Dr. Mofongo. Sammy 87.
Prince. Joseph Parker as well. Most importantly, Kevin Bama Barry. Bro.
Juan. Igloo. Mason. Omar. Lonnie. Anthony. And Blackface. And Ronald. And Coach Mitty. Rob Weatherall.
Bodega for calling.
Thank Bodega for calling. Tony in Miami for calling in. Everyone that called in. Everyone that continued to subscribe. Everyone that's dropped us a 5-star review. Shout out to the 2 reviews we read today. You got the personal shout outs. We appreciate that as always. Anything else?
Nah, man. Be safe if you out here and going to experience the snowstorm. And we'll be back tomorrow.
For sure. Peace. Peace.